Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. How you doing tonight, Dan?
Just wonderful. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing well. It's just the two of us tonight. Well, ain't that a rare treat?
Yeah, yeah. These midweek shows, you never know. With work and family life and everything else going on, it's always a challenge to get ready to do one of these.
Yeah, I just think John and Bob are already sick of us.
Yeah, that could be. That could be.
Can't say I blame them.
No, they didn't know what they're getting into, I guess.
Have you, and I know you probably haven't, but you should head over and listen to the Mickey Dude's latest podcast. Have you listened to them?
I have not. Not lately.
They did the top 11 resorts, so I won't give it away to you. But Riverside came in seventh, tied with Boardwalk, which I was shocked about that. It wasn't even the number one moderate, which I was also shocked by that. But, you know, their show kind of ain't, you know, I don't know how much credibility it has because Dave's over there. So he kind of ruins the whole the listings. You know what I'm saying? Even though I am going on their show next week, so I got to be nice a little bit.
Well, but, you'll have some fodder anyways.
Yes, but I'm only kidding. But, yeah, Riverside came in tied for seventh, which I was shocked about that. But they had some fun with it. They you know. One of the guys voted at number one. He has real class, which I give him credit. But I don't know. I was shocked by that. Then they're picking on me. Dave's picking on me for drinking Peroni. The whole nine yards. You know how he can be. Like, I never start with him, and he's always on me. I don't get it. You know, that Newman, I swear.
Newman.
He's my Newman. But anyway, it was a really good episode. I enjoyed it. Anytime you talk about the resorts, I'm all in.
Oh, yeah, them are always awesome shows. I mean, you know, people have different preferences, and some people like to stay in the, you know, the value resorts. Some like to stay in the deluxe resorts and everything in between. So there's no right or wrong answer, but, you know.
Well, what do you think? I guessed it right away, but it's because I'm me, so I got it right. But and believe it or not, Dave got it right, too. So what do you think the worst resort was?
The worst resort out of all the resorts, the worst resort.
Which was rated last?
Probably Coronado.
No. You got to think All Stars.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Well, that's always tough. I mean, depending on what you're rating, I guess I get
they
that.
They rated every single resort, which, you know, like Art of Animation made it in the top 10, you know, so. Right. And so they went every resort and they gave their top 11, which leave it to them to do a top 11. And they asked, why 11? Because it's more than 10. But I'm pumped. I felt like I was in the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor with that joke.
Yeah. But, anyway. Right. But I mean, if you look at it from a theming perspective, you might come out with a different answer. If you looked at it from an overall amenity perspective, you come out with a different answer. So, I mean, if it's just simply the best. I don't know.
Just your favorite. It was considered your favorite resort.
Oh, your favorite. Okay.
Exactly. Not the best, but everybody's favorite. You know, like, you know, everybody knows mine would be Riverside. That's where they were breaking my stones.
Right.
So, but what do you think the worst one was?
So
I gave
the
it
worst
a hint.
One?
Yeah, it was one of the three sports you could pick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say music.
There you go. It was music.
Yeah.
And I agreed. Like, they said that music was recently updated. But I just think music is also the least because it's further away from the main building.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, bus stop.
Yeah, yeah. And all three of those, as you know, have a shared bus service. So
yeah.
That's lousy in itself. And
52 minutes, brother, 52 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's what? I don't know how many are in each little resort, but there's thousands of people that are trying to get everywhere on property. So that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. And again, it's the old saying, you get what you pay for, right? I mean, you don't get as many of the amenities and perks, and I'm sure you know, some of the other resorts get a little better bus service. Not that that's right, but it's just a matter of fact.
How about we do this then? Between me and you, we won't tell nobody else out there. How about you do this, Disney? For a 5 or 7 day trip, how about you add the $24 to that resort and maybe add another bus to the freaking resort and it would help more people?
Yeah.
Instead of, I watched again, our good friends Peas and Carrots were riding the elite transportation, as I'm going to call it now, the highfalutin, rootin' tootin' transportation. They were the only ones on the bus again. But my point is, tell me this would make sense now, Dan. And this is just me and you. Before we get in there, we're going to do a quick little tidy up bow of the paddlefish because we had our good buddy Bob ate there. He had a great time. We talked about it the other day. We're going to go over to the menu a little bit. We're going to talk about brunch. Our friend Judith, she disagreed, but because of everything from our review, she's going to try it again, which I give her credit. Kind of like I tried Le Fin de Mon again. She said she's willing to try that again. I think the dinner between me and you again, I think the dinner and paddlefish is going to be a little bit more than that four back of Le Fin de Mon. So.
Yeah, I think so. I know so.
So, but how about Disney does this? Instead of offering that transportation there, just that, how about for my 7 day trip, you just add the $40, whatever for the entire week, and maybe you add buses on the loop to every resort. So you're not waiting there 52 minutes. How about you do that? I'd rather see that happen. I know I'm going to end up paying for it, but at least it would be put into my resort reservation and I wouldn't see it, or my clients wouldn't see it, so I'm not asking them for more. But so I'd rather see them do that, but something has to be done.
I could see them doing it that at the deluxe and maybe even the moderates, but the value, that's kind of tough because that's your entry level people or your people that, you know, barely can afford to stay on Disney property. And I think $24 gets absorbed into a Grand Floridian reservation a lot easier than it does a sports or movie or something like that. $24 is, I don't know. I know $24 is $24, but to that family, it means a lot more, and it might kick them out of being able to be affordable to stay on Disney property.
Something, but they need to add buses. But the bottom line is, like, the last time I was there, I remember the last time I used the buses, I remember we were riding back from Riverside. I looked over one of the, I think it was Pop. And I looked over at that bus and the crowds that were on it. And I was sitting there just crying. I couldn't believe that, like, they were loading buses and there were still more people waiting because you know how big those resorts are.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like I felt so bad. And then I get on my own bus and have to stand up for every trip that week. And that was the final straw on the camel's back. Literally every night we rode home or rode there, we were standing. And I'm sorry, that's inexcusable for me. You shouldn't. I mean, I don't know how, and this is just me, dude, and I'm crazy, and we're going to go on to this because, you know, everybody gets tired of me crying. But I don't know how insurance-wise, okay, there's a height listing on Soarin' or a height restriction on Expedition Everest, but there's no height restriction to stand up on a bus driving through. Property.
Yeah, that always used to make, even think back when you went to school. I mean, they used to cram kids on them yellow school buses and no seat belts and, you know, kids standing, and it never made sense to me, you know. They're so particular about where your seat belts in your automobile, but on the buses, anything goes. It is kind of crazy.
It just cracks me up. I mean, I'm sitting there. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or callous or rotten or whatever, more than I usually am, but just kidding. But what I'm saying is, I'm just sitting there thinking, like, when you're riding, we're all standing up. If God forbid something happened. Where am I flying into? And yeah, that little yeah. strap that my hands on, or that pole ain't going to hold me up. But
it's going to rip your wrist off first.
But you're so tired of waiting for a bus, and you're looking at the line. You're like, either I stand up on this bus or I stand up on the next bus. So, I mean, I don't know. That's just stuff that just drives me nuts. Now, did you watch the all the comments? I mean, our good friend Judith, I really appreciate her wanting to go back. She said it was good. She didn't totally complain about it. It wasn't like anything was bad. It just wasn't, I don't think, up to standards. And she had the problem that John had with service.
Right. And, you know. Hey, we said it. Anybody can have any experience at a restaurant. And you know, you never know what you're going to do. They just opened. I mean, you know, the fact that she's going back, is she going back this trip, or she just vouched to go back at some point in the
future? She just said some point. She didn't exactly say when.
Yeah. I mean, you know, who knows? She'll probably have a better experience. But, you know, we've seen it. People rave about Sinar, and, you know, John had his little issue, and you know, we love the Rose and Crown, and he had an issue there. So, you know, people experience different things, and you know, you're not going to get everybody in agreement, no matter what it is, right? It's just the way life is.
No, absolutely. So what we're going to do is, I don't think anybody mentioned, and I didn't know if – I mean, I really didn't even realize they had this till a couple days ago. Did you know that they had brunch on here before I brought it to your attention?
No, I have no idea. I mean, I know me, you, and Bob, and John, we talked about, you know, the dinner menu pretty extensively, but we didn't mention brunch, and I did not know they had it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a really big menu, but sometimes – I don't know about you, Den. You go to certain places. I'd rather sometimes it be a smaller menu and they make the menu good than have 1,000 things on it that stink.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, volume doesn't equal quality, right?
No, it doesn't. There's certain places. Like, tell me around your local neighborhood. You'll have a place that they have the best hoagies. You'll have another place that has the best roast beef. You'll have the other place. And you'll just go to these places, and they end up making their living most of the time on what they're famous for.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, Paddlefish has an extensive, you know, lunch / dinner menu. It is pretty expansive. But, you know, I remember back when, you know, even when it was Fulton's, you know, its menu was pretty huge. I mean, very heavy on the seafood, obviously. But, you know, they got steaks and chicken and ribs and all kinds of stuff. So, I mean.
Their brunch menu is small. But hopefully, when small isn't always bad, like you just said. Like, there's five things on this menu for brunch, and I'll read them off to you, and you can tell me what you would go for, and I'll let you know what I would like to try, or if we'd like to try multiple things.
All right.
First is the crab and asparagus Benedict. Two poached eggs, jumbo lump crab, asparagus, grilled Nuiski bacon slab, smoked trout, lobster infused hollandaise sauce, and there's a rochala. Rochallah. Is that rochala?
Rochala. That's how it's said.
Yep. Trout rochala. Next up is the corned beef hash. House smoked corned beef, red skin potatoes, caramelized onions, bell peppers, poached eggs for $16. The first one, the crab and asparagus Benedict, was $23. New Orleans barbecue shrimp, crispy 5-minute egg, buttermilk biscuits, spicy black peppered butter sauce for $20. And then they have two sandwiches, Monte Cristo, French toast, ham, applewood bacon, egg, Swiss cheese, fresh berry compote, and maple syrup, $16. And then they have a breakfast burger, a 9-ounce proprietary blend, fried egg, hash brown, candied bacon, cheddar cheese, sweet onion jam, shredded lettuce, tomato, and on brioche, $22. What if any of these entice you?
If I was to get something, I would go for the Monte Cristo myself.
The Monte Cristo, French toast and ham, applewood bacon, egg, Swiss cheese. $16. It sounds like quite a bit of food for $16.
Yeah. I mean, even though a sandwich like that isn't really a – well, it's brunch, right? It could be lunch. It could be breakfast. Yeah, it fits.
I mean, for me, For me, there's three of them that I would like. The two, it all depends. Like the New Orleans barbecue shrimp, it would have to be lunch. Is it? But, you know, I don't know if crispy bacon and the shrimp go. I don't know if I would go there. The corned beef hash sounds okay, but the crab and asparagus Benedict I would like to try. Mm-hmm. The Monte Cristo and the breakfast burger, all three of them sound really good.
Yeah, I mean, put it this way, there's nothing on this menu that I absolutely wouldn't try or don't think I'd like. I mean, I think I agree with you. The weakest of the five offerings is the
New Orleans barbecue
shrimp. Yeah, I mean, it just, I don't know, the buttermilk biscuit, and it just doesn't appeal to me as much as the other four. But
buttermilk, egg, and barbecue. I don't know, it just don't work for me.
Right. But, yeah, any of the other four I would absolutely give a shot.
Yeah, if I had a list of them, we would go to crab and asparagus first, the breakfast burger second, the Monte Cristo third, the corned beef hash fourth, and then the shrimp will be last for me.
Right. And to me, if it was 11:30, you know, does it say what time? No, it doesn't say what time it's served. I mean, if I was 11:30, quarter to 12, I'd be looking at that lunch menu, and I think I'd skip over this. I'd only get something off of this if for some reason we hadn't eaten breakfast and, you know, it was, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock or something like that. But if it was close enough to noontime, I'd wait and get the lunch menu.
Okay, well, let's move over to the lunch menu and we'll cover some of the highlights. I'll skip and hop, skip, and jump through it. And you tell me if there's anything that draws your attention.
All right.
The lunch menu, crab cake.
I only eat crabless crab cakes. I'm not interested in a crab cake.
Yeah, you and Bob.
Right.
Number 10, and it would be number 15 if he had more than 10 items on his list this past week. They have a crab cake. It's what is it? Mok choy, field green tomato, and a rumelade.
Fried green tomato.
Yeah, fried green tomato, buddy. Beef skewers. The Point Judith calamari, which... Now, this is where Bob loved it, and Judith said it was okay.
And it's even got her name in it, so I can't believe that she didn't like it.
And then these crab fries entice me for appetizers, because I talk about up here how we have this place called Chicky and Pete's,
mm-hmm.
and they're notorious for their crab fries. And this is where I'll go I'll complain again. But I go to the Phillies games all the time. And I've talked about this on the show before. You get the crab fries at the Phillies game with the dipping sauce, it's like $12 to $14. You go to the restaurant down the shore, I mean on the way to the shore, it's not down the shore, it's on the way to the shore. So you get that, you get a whole basket of at the game, you get a cup. On the way down to the shore, you get a whole basket with the sauce included for like $5. And at the park, it's $14 for a little cupful of the same crab fries.
They got a captive audience at the ballpark. They figure you're not going to get in your car and go get them, so they can rob you.
Yeah, and basically all theirs is Old Bay seasoning on the crab fries, on the fries. And that's what they call
No actual crab to be seen, right, or tasted?
No, not really. And here, these sound really good. And I was surprised Bob or Judith didn't try this. The crab fries have hand-cut potatoes, lump blue crab with Louis dressing for $13. Mm. That sounds interesting to me. I've never had hand-cut potatoes with lump crab meat before in my life. Have you?
No. That's why I would – I think I'd try them for sure.
And then they have a fried green tomato with elote – pickled watermelon, queso fresco, and a rumelade for $9. The lobster corn dog, which everybody said this came over from Fulton's Crab House. Yep. And that is a sweet chili aioli for $15. Tableside lobster guacamole, Maine lobster, tortilla planks, Tajin, and it serves four for $28. I better have a flour tortillas and not corn, or I'm not in. Ahi poke, it's a sweet black soy, yuzu, avocado, radish, and Asian pickle for $16. And hamachi crudo, blood orange lime, chili, Jacama and Aji Piccata for $16. And then they have a tower. It's a Dutch Harbor, which we talked about before.
Right.
Dutch Harbor, King Crab, Jumbo Golf Shrimp, Market Fresh Oysters, Lump Crab, Ahi Tuna Poke serves four for $70. Nice. And then a Market Fresh Oyster. Oysters, champagne, cucumbers, and, you know, it comes with a cocktail sauce. It's a half dozen for $20. I think our buddy Bob would enjoy, or John would enjoy that.
Hmm. Yeah, he loves the oysters.
Well, what would you go for out of all that?
I like the tower. I don't like the price, but I guess if I was going with, you know, a party of four or something like that, I'd love to try those. But the, what did I see? We mentioned the crab fries. Definitely
yes.
Give those a shot. I would try the crab cake. I yeah. absolutely would try the crab
I cake. End up trying the crab cake everywhere I go, basically.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're so good if they're done right, and I would give that a shot. Oysters aren't my thing, so I'd stay away from that. That hamachi crudo, that doesn't interest me at all. Uh-huh. Wouldn't get a lobster con dog, just, you know, with all the great I don't know. How would that come, do you think? How would you think that would be served? Like a lobster tail with a – I don't know. That's kind of strange.
I might have to get it because I didn't have it at Fulton's. Did you, you know,
apparently no,
you
no.
didn't
I
either.
Told you. Yeah, we ate there like 15 years ago, and we never went back. Not because it was bad. It was just, you know, one of those restaurants that was expensive, and we just, you know, never – I don't know. We just never went back. So I think I told you. I don't even remember what we had 15 years ago.
Well, I never had it. I would like to try it. That's the only reason I would buy it, is to see what it looked like. If somebody else had it on their table and I can get a look-see, maybe I wouldn't. But the two I would definitely get is, which I think would be awesome, would be the calamari and the crab fries. I think it would be a perfect combo with a couple beers sitting at the bar.
Yeah, yeah, that's good bar food type stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah, you could sit there and pick at it. You know what I'm saying? And if it got a little cool, it wouldn't really matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And soup and salads, they had New England clam chowder. You know, the clam chowder is bacon, potatoes, cream. It's a cream cut cup. For $6, you get the cup. For $9, it's a bowl. Mm-hmm. The conch chowder, you know, Bohemian conch. Spiced tomato broth cup, $6.99, the same thing. They have a green salad, Caesar salad, wheat berry salad. You can get soup and salad for $14, and a half Floridian chicken salad for $15.
Right. I mean, I like the fact they put a lot of different stuff on the menu because, you know, a lot of people don't like seafood. I told you my family, for the most part, doesn't like it. So I get why they put these things. I just couldn't see myself going to a heavily seafood menu or restaurant, I guess, and get a chicken salad. I mean, it probably is very good. And like I said, for people that don't care for seafood, I guess that's a good option. But I wouldn't get it.
I mean, myself, because I was reading this. I was reading the filet mignon. I was saying surf and turf. I mean, I could see trying the filet, but on the most part, then I wouldn't get the filet here. I'd rather go to Le Cellier.
Right.
Because it's a steakhouse, like you just said. I mean, if I'm going to come here, like here on the entrees, they have a petite filet mignon with hand-cut fries for $39, half chicken, the fish and chips, which I wouldn't mind trying that. This has sweet potato fries, and the fish and chips is made with Atlantic halibut with an I-4 IPA, sweet potato fries, and a malt vinegar aioli for $33. I mean, it don't sound bad. I mean,
no.
It's right on the cusp for fish and chips, the price.
Right.
Then they have a catfish it has a blue cornmeal, edamame, smoked bacon, succotash, Creole mustard, and a pickled watermelon for $25. If catfish is cooked right, it's good. Do you like catfish?
Oh, we talked about this before. Catfish is a nice white meat, but I can't get over the visualization of what a catfish looks like, and that bothers me. Right?
Yeah,
a catfish is an ugly fish, right?
Yep. A very ugly fish.
Yeah, but the meat is, I've had it, and I had it once without knowing what it was, and it was nice and white, and I talked to my buddy that happened to live down south, and he said that's how catfish is, and it is a good white fish, so I would get it, or would try it.
It's very good. And then, Bob, this is what he got, the Faroe Island salmon with the crispy skin, heirloom beets, green apple salad for $34, clams, sofrino, roots and shoots, seasonal market vegetables, grilled tofu, yellow curry broth. I'm in, $18.
You no would, thanks.
Doctor would have to tell me I got to eat roots and shoots. That's all I'm telling you. And then they have the Dutch Harbor king crab. It comes with it. Dutch Harbor, AK, Planet City, Farmers Market Corn, New Potatoes, DDP, $22. What's that mean for
Disney Dining Plan?
Yeah, $22, additional market price. So I guess it's $22 additional with the dining plan.
Yep.
And then they have the snow crabs and Maine lobster. And then sandwiches for lunch. They have a lobster roll, which I wouldn't mind trying. But I'll tell you what. And you guys have been great to us over at the Paddlefish. We had Bob loved the chef came out. He was phenomenal to Bob. We really appreciate it. I can't wait to get down there to try all this. But this lobster roll, it's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster, butter split top bun for $31. It does sound big though for a pound and a quarter.
Yeah.
But it better be really good when I can get a $17 one at Columbia Harbor House that I really enjoy.
Right.
But it's a pound and a quarter. It sounds like, it's good. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind trying that. They have the crab cake BLT, which sounds pretty cool. I never had a crab cake BLT before. Have you?
No. It's got the apple and bacon, Tillamook cheddar, gem lettuce, beefsteak tomato, mustard sauce, and ciabatta. $20.
That don't sound bad at all. $20 no. Sounds awesome. I mean, that sounds like that could be part of the living list at the Paddlefish.
Right. It could be a BLTC or something like a BLTCC.
Yes, exactly. Floridian chicken salad, papaya, mango, pineapple, pecans, red onions, celery, and a honey wheat bread for $12. That's not a bad deal.
Yeah, if you're a little light that day, that could be a good option for you.
Where can you get anything on Disney property for $12?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I never heard of this before either. The reason we're reading these menus is because we did go over them a few weeks ago. But with everything going on with Bob and Judith eating there, the chef being phenomenal to them, we figured we'd cover all this. Bob wrote a great article over on It's All in WDW, our website. So we figured we'd tie everything up into a nice bow tonight. So please let us indulge on the Paddlefish. Forgive us. Right, then?
Right. Hey, it just opened, a few weeks ago or a month ago, they said. Bob said it was exactly 30 days from when they ate there the other day. So they're just getting up and running. And we'll mention it from time to time as we do other restaurants. But it deserves to get its, get its full due here as it kicks off its,
And we have a tradition of reading menus. And we thought it would be fun tonight to read over the menus so everybody can pick on our pronunciation. Have fun with us. But to go back, have you ever had a fried clam roll?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All it is a hot dog roll that's buttered and grilled, and then the fried clams are put inside it. That's all it means.
So you have that up in Boston.
All the time, yeah. Actually, Ipswich is where that place, you always make fun of me, the clam box is in Ipswich, Massachusetts. So
there
I'm
you
assuming.
Go, buddy. Well, yeah, I think assuming. You have to try one of these then.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would, but that's commonplace up here.
Yeah, I've never had a fried clam roll.
No? Now, you have them with the bellies on down there, right?
I guess so, yes.
The whole clam, right?
Yeah,
the whole enchilada. Well, some places just serve the necks. They cut the belly and throw it away, a lot of places around the country. So this is the whole deal.
I would like to try it just because I've never had a fried clam roll. I can't even say it. I'm saying flied instead of fried.
All right.
But
well,
we'll either try
it there or get you up here, and I'll take you for one at the clam box.
Dude, I could really see me. Like, this would be great for me. And this is where I talk about food and wine around the resort. For me, I think I would have more fun. Instead of getting the $39 filet mignon, I'd rather get the crab cake BLT and the fried clam roll, and I'd still be $3 less than that, and I would get to enjoy two entrees.
Right, and you
or
would...
two different food groups, if you understand. Two different
things. Yeah, you would have tried two things you've never had in your life before.
Exactly.
So.
I've had filet mignon before, you know.
Right.
And that's just my point.
Yeah, even if the filet was, you know, comparable to some of the other restaurants you go to, if it doesn't beat it, then it's almost a waste. You know, you could have tried something more, maybe not exotic, but something you've never had, like you said.
Yeah, because I've never had either one of these. I've never had a crab cake BLT. I've never heard of a crab cake BLT.
No, I haven't either.
So I'm sorry, guys, if you heard that, I dropped a Peroni bottle cap.
Gee, I thought you were building a house over there.
That's not usually my job. I opened up a second Peroni during this show. I'm having fun tonight, Dan. Just me and you. It's relaxing. Not that I don't love the other guys, but it's just chilling. I don't have to. It's a lot easier handling you than three. So it's like a night off for me.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. No disrespect to our colleagues, but it's just less commotion, less everything. It's just, you know, like the old days, like I said.
Yeah, I know when I shut up, you're going to talk.
Right.
I'm not worried about everybody talking.
Yeah, it usually works.
No, but we miss them. We do. I mean, I love the new dynamics of the show. I think it's really doing good. So, and like I said, Bob did a great job with the article on this restaurant. That's why we're doing what we're doing tonight.
Oh, yeah. He did a great job on the article, and he was even dedicated enough to call in on his ride back to Georgia, back home. So, we did like his input, and having John down there in Florida where he can get there, you know, daily if he wanted to, you know, he enjoys it and enjoys talking about, you know, everything Disney. So they're great additions to the team for sure.
Oh, we love having them. We can pick on them though, can't we, Dan?
Of course, that's half the fun. Absolutely. That's how we pay them, by picking on them.
Exactly. And then the last thing on the lunch menu is the burger, it's called. A 9-ounce proprietary blend, house-made pickles, red onions, pimento cheese, brioche, $19. So.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds great. I wouldn't get a burger if I was going there. I'd probably go over to the Hollywood Observatory and have a burger there before I'd have the burger at Paddlefish. Not that I don't think it wouldn't be as good, just because, like we said, there's so many other great seafood options on this menu. I wouldn't waste it on a burger, but that's me.
I'll even go a step further than that. I do not want a burger the entire time I'm in Walt Disney World. I have 1,000 places around here I can get a freaking hamburger. I'm not going all the way to Florida to eat a hamburger. I'm not 12 years old or I'm not a teenager. I want to eat good food. If you know what I mean? Even when I eat burgers at home, I feel guilty. I enjoy them once in a while. Don't get me wrong, but I prefer to cook. And speaking of cooking, Dan.
Yeah.
I told John on the phone the other night, you must do a pork tenderloin with that wing recipe with it, dude.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at the picture again today on my feed there. It looks awesome, and I'm sure you're saying it was it tasted just as awesome.
What is awesome about it, too, is – and then we'll go into the dinner menu and end this episode. But what is awesome about it, just so our – you know, everybody listening, I did give out the menu, the recipe. I gave it out to a couple people, a couple of our listeners. Bob's going to post it. I'm going to make sure we talk to him on Sunday to post the recipe for everybody. But what is so awesome is the potatoes and the carrots, dude, they taste like candy. They're like candy carrots. Just think about that. That wing sauce, it soaked into a carrot.
Yeah, that wing sauce could make a rock taste good. So I think the carrots would taste pretty good.
And what you got to do is, like I told you, don't forget, because I realized to do it at the last moment. Mm-hmm. You got what I did is I rubbed all the rub on all four sides of the pork tenderloin, and then I browned it. You know, I put it in and I put it in the pan.
Pan seared it.
The pan seared it on all four sides.
Yep.
And then I took the rest of it and put in the crock pot when I put everything in. After I cut up the potatoes and the carrots and we put everything in there, I added like a half a bottle of water to the recipe because you got to get the pork tenderloin halfway covered. with liquids. So after I put the honey and all the other, what I did is I put all the wet sauce, the honey, the soy sauce, everything else in the bottom of the crock pot. You know, the turmeric, the cinnamon, what else is in that? The
ginger,
everything else. When everything, you know, I split everything up. I did the dry rub on the tenderloin, the wet part into the crock pot, and then you add like a half a bottle of water to it. So after you put all that on the tenderloin, whatever's left of the dry, after I put everything in the crock pot, I season the top of it with the rest of the rub and put it into the mixture to flavor it.
Yeah.
So use it all.
Okay.
Then I'm telling you, the pork tenderloin was as good or better than the wings with that.
Now, did you let it go for like 6 hours while you guys were at work, or what did you do?
What I cooked it on Sunday for us. So I put it in the crock pot by noon. After the show, I went out and did this. Ain't I a hero? But yeah, or as soon as we were done the show, I went out and put it in the crock pot. I did all the searing and everything else. So it went in the crock pot around 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I took it out around dinner time, around 5:36. I had it on high in the crock pot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You put it on high, so you must have been able to cut that with a fork, I'm assuming.
Oh, dude, it was ridiculous. It literally melted in your mouth.
Yep.
So sorry, everybody, listen to our personal conversation, but if you want to go try this, I'm telling you, you will love it. I mean, Dennis, it was one of the best things I ever made.
No, that's we're big fans of crock pot cooking with us both working, like a lot of, you know, families. It's, you know, if you can throw the ingredients together even the night before, a lot of times we'll do that, cut up the vegetables and then just plop them in and add the liquid, whatever it is, and then, you know, put it on high or medium, depending on how long it or what it is. And generally speaking, no matter what you put in there, comes out so tender. And then it's just all about the flavoring. If you got your spices right, you get a meal when you get home that's, you know, well cooked and nice and tender.
No, dude, you got to try it. I don't see, and I'm weird, and everybody knows that. Dave is like clapping right now. Doug's weird. Doug's super weird. But anyway, I don't like a roast. I mean, a pork roast, it better. I don't like to chew my meat. So it, like, I don't like anything. I don't like bubblegum of meat ever. So I'd rather spend the extra $2 or $3 on a tenderloin than buy a rump roast, a pork roast.
Yeah,
it better be good. If you know, it comes out good once in a while, but I'd rather just throw the tenderloin in there and be done with it. I'd rather buy two tenderloins if I need that much meat.
Right.
But you with that, if you're leaving doing it for work, if you're putting it on at like 8 in the morning, put it on like low or medium, and then when you get home around 4, put it up to high to have it ready for dinner time.
Yeah, for the last hour, a couple hours, crank it on high. Yep.
Yeah, but yeah, you got to try that then. You'll even like me more if that's even possible.
Well, I have the recipe, so we can experiment with that and maybe even some other things.
But the dinner menu, Dan, all the appetizers are pretty much the same. I don't see – there's not much different. They have the tower and the bacon. The difference is they have the bacon egg, which Bob loved.
Yeah, you know, he was raving about that.
Yeah, it has the braised curbado pork belly, the panko crusted 5-minute egg for 12 hours. He loved that. That's added to the the appetizer part of the meal. They also have a charred octopus, which they added.
See, I wouldn't get that. I'm not that adventurous.
Yeah, I've had it before. It's not bad.
Yeah.
If you don't know what it is, you'd love it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, though. If it's not, you just said it, it's not bad for what you pay for it. I want something I love, not something that's just not bad.
Yeah, but I tell you what. I mean, I've had it in some cases where it was phenomenal. So, I mean, it's one of those things. If you really just – if you went to a party and it was on the plate and nobody told you what it was and you just ate it, you'd probably just keep eating it. But when you find out it's an octopus, for some reason, a lot of people don't like it. But it is good. There's a reason why you catch a lot of fish with octopus.
Yeah. It's probably like the catfish thing, you know. It's just the visual of the, you know, them suction cups and all that. It's just not very visually appealing, I guess.
Absolutely. And then they also have, like I said, they have the charred octopus. And then pretty much everything else, the bacon and egg, the charred octopus, and they have Maine mussels, a yellow curry, cilantro, grilled breads for $15. So they're the three added appetizers that they have that I can see here.
Yep.
All the soups and salad, they have a wheat berry salad that they've added to, and they've taken a couple out for dinner. And then, but they have chef specials for dinner. They have boils. They have a seafood boil, which is choose a minimum of two items. Served with Plant City Farmers Market corn, new potatoes, and a jalapeno cornbread. Disney dining plan, $17 additional. Blue crab seasonal, 25. Crawfish seasonal, 25. King crab, 45. Queen crab, 35. Clams and mussel, 18. Gulf shrimp, 25. And lobster, 40.
So you basically build your own seafood boil. You got to choose at least two, but I guess you could get them all if you had enough money and you were that hungry.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, that's what Judith had was one of the
Yeah,
boils, didn't she?
if she did have one of the boils,
The
it
lobster, the
might have
Maine
been the New
lobster
England
boil.
specialty. I don't
Yeah.
remember which one she had.
I know she yelled and yelled and yelled. I
Right.
don't know.
I
She's
mean,
always yelling at us. I'm only kidding, Judith.
the second one they have is a cracker specialty boil, which is Florida blue crabs, Gulf of Mexico shrimp, Cedar Key Little Necks, and Dewey sausage. Includes Plant City Farmers Market corn, new potatoes, and jalapeno cornbread, 57. So with that boil, you get all of that. You don't have to choose at least two. I guess you just get the whole kit and caboodle. Then they get a low
Yeah,
country. Oh, go
and
ahead.
I don't want to cut you off, but
No,
these are
go ahead.
you can split these from
Yeah.
everything
Oh,
I'm hearing.
yeah. I would hope so for the some of the prices here.
Yeah,
The
well,
low.
if, yeah, you're right.
Oh. Yeah, the low country boil, specialty boil is snow crab, Gulf of Mexico shrimp, Budin includes Plant City Farmers Market corn, new potatoes, and jalapeno
I
cornbread
would
for
like to try
49.
that cornbread.
That sounds awesome. I mean, I love cornbread, and a little jalapeno in there is that make it even better.
I
Then
made the girls last year the cornbread from the Wilderness Lodge for
the
or the year before for Valentine's Day. And they've
nice.
been on me ever since to make it again.
Is there jalapeno in there?
No, it's really good though. I'll get you the recipe for that too. But it's
Okay.
from over at the Wilderness Lodge, Roaring Fork.
Oh yeah, yep.
Yeah, it's their cornbread. It's phenomenal.
Then they have the New England specialty boil, which is Maine lobster, Little Necks, Casco Bay mussels, chorizo, the Plant City potatoes. Jalapeno cornbread, Disney dining plan is $17 more, and additional, $17 additional, excuse me. That's $67 for that one. And then the last one is the Alaska specialty boil, Dutch Harbor King and Queen crab legs. Then it's got the market corn, new potatoes, jalapeno cornbread, Disney dining plan, $17 additional, and that'll cost you $70 for that one.
Now, ain't it crazy, dude? I'm not trying to start trouble here because I don't usually do that. But glad I found that funny.
That's pretty funny.
Dude, that's like just like that. That's the stuff that bothers me. The $17 additional. It's like you got to have a master's degree in Disney to navigate your way through the parks.
Right. Yeah, I
Now,
mean, they
go ahead. I'm
feel
sorry.
that, no, I'm just saying they must feel that, the food that they're offering is the Disney dining plan, whatever they calculate in for a dinner, is not going to put them at the break-even point. I don't know if I agree with that, but at least that's the rationale, because they wouldn't be asking you to kick in another $17, per person if you get this, for your dining plan.
Exactly, Dan. And the point of it is, I'm not blaming the paddlefish. I'm just blaming, like, Disney not covering. In a way, it's Disney not covering the meal. There's not
Well,
enough of what they're paying back
right.
the restaurant for what the plan is. How, I mean,
Exactly.
can we ever make out then?
Nope.
I mean, ever? I mean, but the point is, okay, so I book my customers their trip. And they decide to go to the paddlefish. And they come home and say, Doug, the four of us went out and we had to pay an extra $78 for dinner or $68 for dinner at the Paddlefish. What? I thought I was on the dining plan.
Right.
So now instead of it being two dining credits, now it's one credit and you pay an extra $17. I mean, or I don't know if it's two credits and an extra $17. Do you, Dan?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I have no idea. But you're right. That kind of takes the it kind of stings a little bit, you know, especially if, you know, you were planning on the dining plan covering everything except the tip. All of a sudden you're peeling money out of your wallet. Yeah, that would rub you the wrong way.
That's why I keep telling everybody, just put $1,000 on a gift card or $700,
yep,
whatever. It's just easier that way. You just hand them the gift card and then they tell you what you got left on it. Am I
yep
wrong?
It makes life easy. I totally agree. Instead of doing, you're right, all that math and always looking at the menu to get the most expensive thing and feeling you got, you know, robbed because you felt like eating pasta that night. And it's stressful. It really is.
That's the whole point. Like, I know I pick on Carmen and dude, I'm and Brian. I love them guys. I'm glad they enjoy their bus. It has nothing personal against them. If they're having fun,
not.
I love them to have fun. Enjoy yourself. Do whatever makes you happy. My point is I just get tired of trying to explain everything. And everybody will say, it's your job. Like, you're doing this. Dude,
right.
I do the Disney thing because I enjoy helping people for the most part. It ain't paying my bills, Dan. You
right
know that.
Right.
You know, I basically do the travel agent thing because of all what I get to go to Disney for the most part. So really, I could book a couple trips a year and still have my license. If I enjoy doing this, I enjoy helping people. But it's like all this stuff. Like, I just found this tonight. I didn't plan on going off on this, but this is the first time I ever seen an extra $17 or extra $15 to the dining plan. Have you seen this before?
I have not, and I'd be surprised. Well, I don't know if the Boathouse has it, but if you remember, Bob said that Paddlefish is Disney-owned, and a lot of the others are third-party, you know, companies. So it may be that the Boathouse may not even participate in the dining plan. I don't remember when we covered it, but now I'm going to go back and look when I have some time, because I believe you're right. This is the first time I've seen the DDP at 17 additional. It is a Disney restaurant, so that is interesting.
Yeah, so now it's new lingo we have to learn, the DDP.
Right.
I mean, for extra $17. And I know everybody gets annoyed by me crying, and I don't want to cry, guys. It's because I love all our Disney friends out there, and it's just like, now this is another thing I got to look for when I'm booking a trip.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're used to seeing market price on a lot, especially with seafood. That's pretty common, depending on what time of year and how good the catch is and all that good stuff. So that can, you know, prices can fluctuate pretty dramatically with seafood, as you know. But, you know, when you start looking down towards the entrees, we're going to run into this additional 17 at least a time or two more.
Oh, there's an addition. Oh, let me start off right now. The entrees with the King Crab Dutch Harbor is a DTP additional $22.
Oh, geez.
It was served with Plant City Farmer Market corn, new potatoes, market price. So it's an additional $22, and you don't even know what the market price is for me and you.
Right.
But
that's probably scary.
And we're not trying. Dude, me and you cannot wait to go to the Paddlefish. Can you, Dan?
No. It's going to be definitely in my top, probably the top restaurant that I want to try when I go down there.
Me too. It's my number one total, period.
Yep.
If I do only one sit down for the week, it's going to be here. The rest will be whatever. I'll probably be eating and snacking around the world. Cause that's, dude, I want to do that more than anything anymore, to try
right
more things.
Oh, absolutely.
But the point is like, I just don't like the idea that they're another thing that you have to learn for me to keep repeating myself. Snow Crab, Gulf of St. Lawrence, Canada, served with Plant City Farmers Market corn, new potatoes. This is market price too. And then the Maine Lobster is market price. It has the potatoes and the corn and the marketplace.
Yeah.
The same as the other one.
And it's 17 additional for Disney Dining Plan.
Yes. And what, the snow crabs are no additional. I'm getting
right
the snow crabs, Dan.
Yep. You save yourself $17.
Absolutely. I like snow crabs as much as king crabs, to be honest with you. They're easier to break, actually.
Well, there you go.
Go ahead. I'll let you read some more.
Yeah, Maine lobster.
Sorry, with the scallops.
Scallops. Okay, yeah, scallops, brown butter, cauliflower puree, crispy Brussels sprouts and bacon for $34. You got your fish and chips, which I think was on the other menu, the Atlantic halibut, I-4 IPA, sweet potato fries, malt vinegar, aioli, $33. Faro Island salmon, that's the one Bob got, right? Crispy skin, heirloom beets, karabe green apple salad for $34. Sea bass comes with coconut milk, crab broth, tomato, peppers, and ginger, $42. Black cod and pelote, heirloom tomatoes, shiitake, spaghetti, squash, uni butter for $38. Hawaiian opa, macadamia nut crust, red curry, crab fried rice for $38. Catfish, we spoke about already. Branzano for $2. Salt
or branzini.
Zeno. Yeah. Yeah. Salt crusted whole fish, lemon, parsley, vinaigrette, carved table side. Oh, 61. They'll carve it for you right at your table.
Well, at least it serves too, right?
Hey, there you go. Clam sofrito, cedar key, little necks, sofrito, tomatillo, chipotle butter, linguine, $26. Lobster risotto, poached Maine lobster, saffron, Meyer lemon oil for $36. And then the jambalaya, that looked good. I saw pictures of that.
Bob put them up.
Yeah. Hey, did he get the jambalaya?
Yeah, he did. They went two times. He got the salmon and the jambalaya.
Yeah, he raved about that, and it did look good in the pictures. Gulf shrimp, andouille chicken, crawfish, popcorn rice, $34. And then your New York strip, 14-ounce, bone-in, 28-day, dry-aged, cauliflower puree, $49. Then they got a filet mignon, 10-ounce, hand-cut fries, $47. Petite filet, 6-ounce hand-cut for $39. 18-hour braised short rib, which Bob didn't try, but I know he I'm sure we'll get back there and try these.
This is what I really want to try when you finish this off.
Okay. Crab mashed potatoes.
Exactly.
Crispy Brussels sprouts, $48. Colorado lamb tenderloin. Moroccan spices, young chickpeas, Israeli couscous, saffron, harissa, broth, $45. Then you got your half chicken, Carolina mop sauce, Carolina mop sauce, and dammy smoked bacon succotash, pickled watermelon, $27. Kubota pork two-way, 48-hour brine chop, crispy belly, blistered green beans, applesauce, $35. The burger, we've read that already. Roots and shoots, we covered. Then you get to your side dishes, which this always rubs me the wrong way. Like, you have things that set you off. Come on, I'm paying $60, $70, $49. I'm paying all these prices, and you're going to charge me another $10 for a couple spears of asparagus? Come on. Crispy Brussels sprouts, $10. Asparagus, $10.
Edamame
smoked bacon succotash, $8. Merc chow, whatever that is, $8. Mac and cheese, $15 for a little. Oh man,
how is mac and cheese the most expensive?
Yeah,
thing
I don't
here?
Get that. It's pasta, right? I don't get it. Hand cut fries, $9. Sweet potato fries, $7. Crab mashed potatoes. Now you'd go for that.
Yeah.
Maybe not price wise, but $13 for that. Red bliss potatoes. I don't know. I just, you know, add it into the price, I guess. And I guess instead of Disney Dining Plan $17, you know, now they got to throw another $10 on there. So now it's $27 to get a, you know, a little spoonful of vegetables on the plate. I don't know. That always, I don't, and I'm not picking on this restaurant because most of your fine dining establishments do that, where you get your entree, your piece of meat or whatever it happens to be, and then any sides that you want are at additional cost. So that's pretty typical in the restaurant business.
Now, the thing I don't like, and I would change it up so I could like it on the menu, before we get into which I find pretty cool is, and the reason we did this today is because we didn't know they had brunch, so we wanted to tell everybody about brunch. And I didn't know they had a late night menu either. Did you, Den?
No, I had no idea. I just saw it when I scrolled down.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So this is the reason why I wanted to cover it. I know we covered all the other stuff. So we wanted to tie all this together, like I said earlier, with the bow to clean the paddlefish up because they were good to Bob and the whole nine yards. But the thing that I don't like is, and I know they would change, it wouldn't be a problem if you asked your server. But I'm sorry, dude. I'm not getting a New York strip, a filet mignon, or a petite filet mignon, and having hand-cut stinking fries with it. I don't want French fries with a filet mignon. Do you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I'd much rather have something else. I mean, fries are more for a burger or something like that, in my opinion.
Yeah, give me all three of them, in my opinion, should have the crab mashed potatoes.
Or a
Wouldn't that
baked
make sense?
potato. Or a
Exactly,
baked potato.
but the baked potato is not nowhere to be seen on the menu. So my point is, what's available is the crab mashed potatoes is what I say. That's what I would want. Would
Right.
wouldn't you rather have that with your filet mignon?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I mean,
Yeah.
Bob loves the chef. I love the chef was great to Bob. I'm just saying, I'm just talking from my own palate. Okay, the hand-cut fries are $9. The crab mashed potatoes are $13. So maybe add $2 to all of them to split the difference, and give
Right.
me my crab mashed potatoes.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't say no substitution, so I
No,
think they'd
they would give
probably
it to you.
allow it. Yeah, I'm thinking they would.
But I just don't. I mean, it's just me. I've never ordered a filet mignon in my life and asked for French fries with it. I'm not 13.
Right. Right. Exactly.
That's just me. I'm kidding, tongue in cheek here. But do you? I know you agree with me on that.
No, I do. I do. I'm just looking here, and it's too bad. I'd really like to know what time late night dining is. I'm going to assume it goes to whenever Disney Springs closes officially.
Yeah,
Is
I'm
that
thinking
what?
they're probably open to 2, like the rest of the resort, or 1 or 2,
Yeah.
whatever time it's open. So they probably stop the entrees around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, I would say, like normal restaurants do. And then they probably have this, and this is just us speculating, guys, but the late night dining is basically the appetizers, but they have a couple other things. They change it up a little bit. So you want to read them then?
Sure, yeah, you can get a late night dining. So again, like Doug said, it's probably after, let's say, 9:30, 10 p.m. You're not going to be able to
You're
get the
sitting at
full
the
menu.
bar.
Yeah, but if you want to order the crab fries, hand-cut potatoes with the lump blue crab and Louis dressing for 13, gazpacho oyster shooters, 3 market fresh oysters, tomato, bell pepper, and cucumber, $12. Salmon tartare, cucumber, red onion, dill, creme fraiche, caviar, crostini, $13. Charred octopus, which is Portuguese chicharrão, cannellini bean, smoked paprika oil, $15.
It's cannellini beans.
Cannellini beans.
There you go.
Beja fish tacos, flash
Whoa,
fried.
whoa, whoa, whoa. I'll stop you again so we don't get picked on. It's Baja fish tacos.
Baja.
Baja.
Okay, it should be an H there then.
No, it's not. That's how you say Baja. It's
I believe you, but I'm just saying it should be an H
you're 100% right, but it's Baja fish tacos.
All right. Flash fried papaya, mango salsa, slaw, and cilantro, $14. A lobster roll, 1 1/4 pound Maine lobster, butter split top bun. They don't knock off any money for the
No.
late night. You're still paying 31. The market fresh oysters, champagne, cucumber, mignonette, cocktail sauce. That's market price. The lobster corn dogs, which we talked about before, steak tartare, capers, anchovy, Dijon, quail egg, crostini, $16. Seafood cutlery, however you say that. Pastrami, salmon, tuna bacon, shrimp, escabeche. That's $23 for that. And then you get some caviar, molt marine black sturgeon, bellini, creme fraiche, quail egg, onion, market price. So yeah, a lot of these, you're right, Doug, are either served cold where you can get them off the, easy preparation, I guess. A few things, the main lobster, but that's a lobster roll, so that's cold too. So you're right, you're not going to get a steak or anything like that, but you can definitely get some decent
I'm gonna
items late night.
It would be awesome, dude. You're staying at Saratoga, where Bob actually stayed this trip and he loved it, but you're staying at Saratoga. Me and my beautiful bride are staying at Riverside. We take the boat down. We meet at 10:30. We go up to the top deck. We get some crab fries. We get some charred octopus. We get some Baja fish tacos and a lobster roll. We're all living large.
Yeah, imagine sitting, like you said, at the bar or on one of those outdoor decks or something like that, just taking it all in and, you know, the music's still playing down at the springs and, you know, people are starting to, you know, leave the area and stuff. That'd be a nice, relaxing night to, you know, take it all in. Now, you might have to get a cab home or something going back to Riverside because I don't know what time the
I think the buses run till an hour after closing, so you're okay. Good.
Yeah, all right, the so buses you could grab a bus, but you wouldn't be able to take your boat back.
During the main seasons, during the busy season, the main seasons,
do they run them that late?
I pick up myself too. Usually the boats run sometimes to like midnight.
Yeah.
So, which ain't bad for us old folk. We're usually home by midnight.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't be there till 2, I'm guessing, but you never know.
Back in our day when Pleasure Island was open, me and Brenda took the boat in and the bus home many times.
Yeah, we did too. You're right. But it's always an option.
Yeah, not no more. But like you said, worst case scenario, you get either an Uber or a cab and you're good. But the point is, I don't see me being there past midnight. I could see me taking the last boat home, having a great night. But how cool would it be? The parks close. You come back to your resort or take the bus to the springs, but your park closes, you head back to your resort, so I'm not driving the car anymore, I hop on the boat, I take it to the springs, I get down there around 10 o'clock, you don't have to have an ADR, and you could still go up and try this new restaurant out. And this is what we recommend to try it this way.
Yeah, and I'm always complaining. I mean, that's one of the things that bums me out. I mean, as much as I love Riverside and Yeehaw Bob, and I hate it when they start closing everything up at 11 p.m. So this would be a great way to kind of, you know, if you're looking to stay out and have a few drinks and talk and, you know, enjoy your vacation a little later at night, you can do it now with places like Paddlefish. And there's some others that do this as well. And I hope it's the trend because, you know, you're right, Doug. Sometimes after a day at the park, you want to go back to your room and freshen up and get your second wind. And you might want to be out till midnight, you know, 1 o'clock and not worrying about, oh, is anything open? You know, you won't be rushed. You'll be able to, you know, stay as long as you want, pretty much.
And you want to be somewhere for adults. Like, not picking, like, Pleasure Island, when me and Brenda were, the first time we went down, I was, like, 26, she was 24. Yep. We were okay partying in the clubs and stuff like that. I mean, we hung out at A-Tracks all night. You know, we loved it there. And we went over to Neon Armadillo, if you remember that. And we had a great time. But, you know, now we're in our 50, you know, I'm going to be 50 this year. I don't want to be hanging. Like, this is the perfect place for me to hang, to go somewhere. Because there's been times where me and Brenda's gone back. Like, say you leave the studio 7:30, 8 o'clock, or you leave somewhere and you head home. You relax for an hour or two. Sometimes you get a second wind. You want to go out. When you're at Riverside, there's – and any of the resorts, like you were saying, there's not a lot of places open.
No, that's been one of my complaints for years is, you know, and again, we get it. We know they want you to rest up. They want you up and spending money in the morning and all that stuff. But, you know, especially like you said, if you're staying at Saratoga or Old Key West or like you said, even Port Orleans or Riverside or any of them resorts that are on the waterway there, really that's downtown. Disney Springs is your, you know, amenities. You know, added amenities, if you will, particularly Saratoga Springs. But the other ones, like you said, with the boats, they're very easily accessible. And why not take advantage of that, you know, especially if you're empty nesters or you don't have kids with you or whatever the thing is. I mean, you want to do some adult things at night, and this is the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, because we're going to do a show soon, name three things or five things. We haven't nailed it down yet of things we'd like to change at the parks with everything going on, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And we're going to do that after we have ladies' night coming up too, which I'm really looking forward to the women to tell us what we're wrong about.
Yeah, we'll get set straight, I'm sure.
Yeah, they'll tell us everything we've been doing wrong on this show for the past 5 years.
Yeah, there's a lot long list too.
And we deserve it. Don't get me wrong. We all my father told me women are always right, and the faster you learn that as a man, you're better off you're going to be.
Yep, makes your life easier.
But haven't you always wondered? And this is just me aloud. I know Big River Brewing Company's there at the boardwalk.
Yeah.
But if you, I mean, and just call me crazy. This is one of the things that I'll give a little teaser of something I'd like to see change. How come there's not some kind of outside bar at Boardwalk or Yacht and Beach Club on that lake?
Yeah, and really, they're not taking advantage of, the sight lines and how beautiful it is. And, you know, as you know, they have the benches there that are, you know, kind of sparse and, you know, spread out. But, yeah, they could have a bar jutting out into the water, kind of like they do over at the boathouse or something like that. Even bigger, I would say.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, you're exactly right. Why don't they have, like, a nice bar, like a lake area bar? That
sure.
sits right there on the boardwalk. I mean, I don't know. I'm not Disney. I'm stupid because they're rich and I'm Doug Davis sitting here in New Jersey talking about your
right.
beautiful place. But my point is, I thought for years, like, I like the ESPN Club. Big River Brewing Company, you're only going to go there if you're eating. You're not really sitting outside drinking. It's not inviting you to do that. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're there to eat and then move on. It isn't to, you know, linger around. I mean, the only thing I was going to say, Doug, that even comes close and it doesn't do a good job of it is like Hurricane Hannah's. But yeah, it's more a pool bar. You can look out into the water and across at the boardwalk, but it's really made to, you know, look at the sand bottom pool more than it is the boardwalk.
And the other point is if you're not staying at the resort, I'm sorry. When you're usually not – like, I felt at home visiting using the Laguna Bar because you guys were staying there.
Right.
But I just don't feel – I feel a little weird going to the other resorts like that to just hang out at their bar. If you understand
right.
what I'm saying?
I'm
just going to stay at Muddy Rivers.
Right.
I think there should be an area at the boardwalk on that lake there, on Crescent Lake there, to – hang out, not Crescent Lake, but yeah, it is Crescent Lake, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
To hang out there at that resort where, yeah, I know I'm visiting, but it's not exactly the resort's bar. It's the whole boardwalk area's bar.
Right, yeah. And if you did it right, you maybe have a little band, nothing too crazy, but, you know, a little light music in the background, and that would be awesome.
I mean, I know they added Abracadabra and all, but everything is inside. The beauty of Disney at night is you want to be outside, don't you? Who wants to be inside?
Right, and most Florida nights, the humidity drops off even in the summer enough where you're right, you definitely want to be outside and take in all of the nice fresh air and all of the lights and the beauty of the whole boardwalk area.
Yeah, but that's one of the ideas of the show we have coming up. We're going to name some things that we'd like to see added or changed. And like that, then, that's nothing like crazy. It wouldn't be that hard for them to do in the grand scheme of things that they're spending money on. That would be like a dime to them. You know
right,
what I mean? You
right.
know.
And maybe they can even throw a cover up over the boat dock, too, while they're there for the sun.
God forbid. Now, am I wrong about that?
Everyone says that. I mean, it's like, how can we sunburn these, guests here? We'll throw them out in the middle of the water on an aluminum dock.
Yeah,
that'll get them.
Exactly. The thing of it is Disney don't realize they look about 10 feet away. And there's the Swan and Dolphin that actually has it done right. They have a canopy that runs between the Swan and the Dolphin for you to
beautiful
sit under.
Beautiful canvas and nice shade. It's beautiful over there. I've gotten off the boat and waited for the next boat a couple of times over the years just to, hang in the shade for a while. And I've done that because at the Swan Dolphin, that boat launch is it's one of the best boat docks
it's beautiful
anywhere
there.
On property, I would say, right?
Yeah, me and Brenda stayed there, everybody knows multiple times, and I've always thought, like, how does the Swan, and I give them credit, but how does the Swan and Dolphin have this boat dock? And the Yacht Club and Beach Club has a lighthouse that you stand
right.
outside and fry at, and
yep.
the boardwalk has a plank, you feel like you're walking the sun plank.
Yep. And they're going to cut you off and float you out into the water there. I mean, I give at least the Beach Club, Yacht Club, at least, visually it's a little, better themed. But it's still, you're right, it's not covered at all.
You're sitting out in the sun getting fried.
Yep.
But the point is, there should be some kind of bar that's just for hanging out. Like I said, I was happy that the Abracadabra bar came, and then we yelled at them to get food, and they did.
That's right. They did.
But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that area is just so gorgeous. Even down where the gazebo is, past where the ESPN club, you know where the gazebo
is?
Where they have part?
You go over the bridge there, yep.
Why not maybe something down there?
Yeah, they could do something. I think that, don't they do weddings, something
they
with
do.
Weddings? Yeah,
they
I
do. But
so.
The point is, like, you're walking from from Epcot to Hollywood Studios. How nice would it be to have, like, an area? How about you build a big gazebo bar, I'm speaking wrong English here. But you build a big gazebo bar there or something like, I don't
then
know.
You'll never make it to the studios, though.
But who cares? You'll still be spending money. You're already paid for your day ticket,
right,
so it isn't
right.
like you're costing them anything. But, you know, that whole area, I think they're dropping the ball with they could have, like, I think that's why some of, like, the Atlantic Dance, who wants to be inside all night?
Right. Well, that place is underutilized anyways. I've always said that. I don't understand. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like they book enough acts or entertainment. I don't know. It's a weird building that gets used very rarely, and I don't know. It just – anything past Jelly Rolls to me is a waste on that boardwalk. It's just – I don't know. It's just – for all the years that I've been going to Disney, it's just never seemed lively. It just seems – barren and boring down there. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But I think my point is, and Disney did finally get it, I think, with what they've done with the Springs, with all the restaurants having outside areas.
Yeah. Well, I think you said it the other day. We were talking about something, and you said they just, you know, they got so many irons in the fire now. Mm-hmm. You know, I think with everything going on, I think the boardwalk will get its turn eventually, and you will see some major announcements with added, you know, features to the boardwalk and construction. I got to believe that, you know, something like you mentioned or additional restaurants or entertainment or something, they'll eventually get around to it. It's just – I think they just got so much going on right now. It's the least of their worries.
Like, me and you had a good time at the Big River Brewing Company. But mm-hmm. – and it was great. The food was good. But I'm – didn't you feel – this is the only negative thing I had about that night. I felt like I was sitting in the dark. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't – it is like – it's not not – inviting enough. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And again, I think part of that is, and it's the problem with people that book the rooms that are on the boardwalk, I don't think they want to light it up too much out of respect for the people that, you know, have them balcony rooms that face the boardwalk. You know, you don't want a spotlight outside your window. But on the other hand, we were, if I remember correctly, we could hardly read the menu because it was so dark there. And I don't remember if there was a light or a candle on our table or not. But, I mean, it was on the darker side. Just the ambient background lighting was very subdued down that end.
It wasn't festive at all is what my point is. Like, that's why I was saying, so maybe you do it down by the other end where the ESPN club. This way you aren't interfering with anybody.
Right.
But you got the whole waterway there.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, now that you're not allowed because of all this stuff, and don't take me the wrong way here, but even along the Yacht and Beach Club side now, you ain't allowed to use the beach anymore. How about maybe we put some kind of bar or restaurant along there?
Yeah. Yeah, there's enough pedestrian traffic, people coming from, you know, when Illuminations gets out. I mean,
or you could watch Illuminations from there, hanging at the bar.
You could. You could, you know, you're not going to see the low stuff, but you certainly see the high –
and
you
hear
know,
the music.
Yeah. Or they could pipe it in if they had to, you know, to enhance it. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know the people that come out of there once Illuminations is over. You got everybody staying at the boardwalk, the beach club, the Swan Dolphin.
Exactly. There's no place – because I always park there because we usually have dinner or lunch or something in that area. But there's no place that entices me to stay after the park closes. Is there any place that entices you? I mean, yeah, the piano bar is nice, but sometimes I don't want to be inside. That's the point.
Oh, yeah, especially when you're in Florida, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Take advantage of that beautiful weather.
I'm inside here all the freaking time, so why would I want to be inside there?
Right. No, I hope they do it. They definitely, that's a great idea, and I'll bet you they do it someday.
Yeah, well, if they do, give me a little, me and Den, some kickback. Well,
Yeah.
all of us at the Main Street pub here.
Yeah.
But that's going to be it for tonight, guys. We're sorry we went off again on the paddlefish, but we figured it was a, we had to finish everything up. We wanted to talk about, because we seen the, like I said, the brunch deal and the late night deal, and I haven't heard anybody talking about it, so we wanted to fill you in on that. And we have some really good shows coming up. We got Ladies Night next week. Sunday, we're going to go over the WDW Main Street Pub menu, I'm hoping, after the news on Sunday. So hang in there, and we'll talk to you guys real soon.
Good night.
And please go over and follow Dennis at Oak Manor. You can follow John at Beer Solo. You can follow Bob at It's All in WDW. You can follow me at Good Old Grumpy 6767. And you can find us all at WDW Main Street. I mean, on Facebook and on Twitter at WDW Main Street. Everybody have a safe and blessed week. Please go over to iTunes and leave us a review. And we will talk to you real soon. Bye bye.
Bye again.
Bye for now.
Don't give a hook, break up. Never run in your bed or even hijack. Break up the army, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We kindle and tar and flame at night. Drink up the army, yo-ho. We burn up the city, we're really a fright. Drink up the army, yo-ho. We're rascals, scoundrels, villains and knaves. Drink up the army, yo-ho. We're devils and fancy, really bad eggs. Drink up the army, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and blighters, ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up the army, yo-ho. I will rid up my armies and bags. Drink up the army, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We kill and we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up the army, yo-ho. We sting up a planet and don't give a hoot. Drink up the army, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. It's short, we pull, we build and slack. Drink up the army, yo-ho. Moron, we bezel and even hijack. Drink up the army, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We kindle and char and flame and light. Drink up the army, yo-ho. We burn up the city, we're really a fright. Drink up the army, yo-ho. We're rascals, scoundrels, villains and knaves. Drink up the army, yo-ho. We're devils and fancy, really bad ass. Drink up the army, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and blighters and ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up the army, yo-ho. I will rid all my armies and bells. Drink up the army, yo-ho.